Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, kind of a cool and wet Wednesday morning. That's good mushroom weather. Yeah, it's hunting season, mushroom hunting season here in Michigan. Morel mushroom hunters are out there foraging. Joining us right now to talk a little bit more about what to look for, how to prepare those delicious morels, health and wellness expert at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Shadi Apello. Shadi, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Nothing quite like those fresh morel mushrooms here in Michigan, is there?
They're so good. Do you go hunting for them?
I don't, because I'm just intimidated. I'm always afraid I'm going to pick the wrong mushroom. What are some things to look for if you're out there picking mushrooms?
Yeah, that's fair. So the true morels, they're going to have that kind of honeycomb pitted cap, and they're going to be completely hollow inside. But then there are the false morels, right? They can be toxic. They're going to be solid inside or kind of partially filled. And their caps are more like wrinkled and brain-like. So, you know, of course, we only want to eat them if we're 100% certain. But the hollow inside is a good indicator.
You can find them just about anywhere. I mean, you can find them out in your yard in some cases, right?
You really can, but there's actually a great resource by Michigan.gov. So if you just type in morel hunting, Michigan.gov, search it in there on their website. They have an interactive map where they have ideal growing conditions. And I will say this works. You know, I'm not one to give up my typical morel spots, but I went to one of these locations just this week and I found quite a few. And so these are places where they've had sizable fires, even, you know, either wildfires or prescribed fires. And so that type of environment is going to be great for morels the next year. So, you know, they're going to deposit kind of these nutrient-rich ash with magnesium, calcium, and phosphorus, and that can signal those mushrooms to grow.
All right. So once you get that that haul of mushrooms home, what's the best way to clean them, prepare them, and enjoy them?
Yeah. So we, of course, want to clean them on the spot. That's going to help them last longer. And we always want to pick them in bags that have a little bit of breathing room. So I love my produce bags, bringing those. We don't have to buy anything fancy for it. But once we do get home, something I like to do is to soak them for about 10 minutes in a salt bath, about one tablespoon per quart. This is going to help get rid of any insects, and then give them a good rinse. And we always want to cook them. These are not things that we want to eat raw, but the way that they taste their best is honestly just so simple, right? Searing them in a little bit of olive oil that's gotten fragrant with some garlic and maybe some shallots, putting that on a piece of toast and sprinkling some Parmesan. That's so simple, but it's really, really good.
It sounds fantastic. And you can put them in things or just eat them on their own, can't you?
I'm a purist over here, but of course, you know, they go really well in pasta. Think about your eggs in the morning. They do really well in cream sauces, I will say that. And of course, that's maybe not the healthiest, but, you know, it's one time that we get these every season, right?
Yeah, and we're right in the midst of the season for these things right now, aren't we?
We are. And so, you know, in this more southern region of Michigan, we are going to see them even, you know, generally we're going to see them on the south-facing slopes first, then we'll see them west-north, just because the north-facing slopes stay cooler for longer. But we will start seeing those kind of in the end. And so right now, it's the perfect time. Look for those ash trees. Look for, you know, previous burn areas. Look for forest edges. And then anywhere where there's been like a dead or dying elm, that's like the top hot spot.
And Shadi, you mentioned a state website that's a good resource to find morels.
Yes. So if you type in morels on Michigan.gov's website, they will take you to an interactive map where you can see where is a good hot spot near you, anywhere you are in the state.
All right. Good stuff. We're talking with health and wellness expert at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Shadi Apello. I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about this new survey. Ohio State put out a study that showed nearly half of Americans encounter significant stress at least weekly. Not a big surprise. One in six experience it daily. We're all under a lot of stress. there are things that we can do when it comes to our nutrition to help fight stress, aren't there?
Yeah, so we have this gut-brain connection where, you know, our gut microbiome has trillions of microorganisms. We have bacteria, we have fungi, good guys and bad guys. And so when there's a little bit more of those bad guys, it can put kind of a disruption in this healthy gut bacteria, and it can lead to intestinal comfort, but discomfort, but it can also improve or affect our mood. Mm-hmm. And so there's a reason why, you know, we can kind of feeling like if there's a gut-wrenching experience where you get butterflies in your stomach, there's mm-hmm. a gut and brain connection. So the theory is the better we treat our gut, the better mood we will have. And that can be symptoms of anxiety. And there's even research that's found that we can decrease risk of depression with a healthy immune system and gut.
Wow. So what are some things that we should be maybe adding to our diet?
Yeah, so we want to really nix the ultra-processed foods as much as possible. They're actually linked to increased anxiety and depression. But what we do want to focus on are probiotics and prebiotics. Probiotics are those beneficial bacteria that are going to, you know, help our digestion and things like that. And then prebiotics are fiber-rich foods that provide food for the healthy bacteria. So we want both of those. So in the probiotic category, if you're a yogurt eater, this is perfect. If you've ever wanted to try something like kombucha or kimchi, perfect additions for probiotics. We always want to make sure that when we're buying probiotics, we see live and active cultures on the label, because not all yogurt is going to have it. And then prebiotics, this is healthy food all around, but if you're a garlic lover, this is perfect for you. Apples, asparagus, bananas, raspberries, anything really rich in fiber is going to be perfect.
All right, good advice. Where can we go for more information?
Yeah, we've got lots more information. If you want to learn more about the role of omega-3 fatty acids, anti-inflammatory foods, all those good stuff, on ahealthiermichigan.org.
All right, we'll check it out. Shawnee, good talk to you. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Likewise. Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.